Hi everyone, my name is Mia and I'm a chef on a luxury cruise ship. I'm here to tell you about my career journey and how travelling the world has shaped the way I cook.
Interestingly, I didn't originally plan to be a chef. When I left school, my parents urged me to get a job in a bank. I resisted that and ended up taking a course in hospitality. It was only during an internship there that I realised the kitchen was my true calling, so I quickly switched my focus to the culinary arts.
Getting a job on a cruise ship is notoriously tough. You'd think the recruiters look primarily for extensive cooking experience, and I was worried because I was relatively newly qualified. But my interviewer was actually much more interested in my teamwork skills, which I'd highlighted on my CV. That's what ultimately secured me the role.
Working in a ship's main galley, or kitchen, is an intense experience. It operates 24 hours a day and feeds thousands of people. I was fully prepared for the extreme heat, having worked in busy restaurants before, but the constant background noise was something that took me a few weeks to get used to. It's a mix of roaring ovens, shouting chefs, and clattering pans.
One of the best perks of the job is the travel. When we dock, the head chef and I often go ashore to buy local produce. While we usually rely on central international suppliers for our bulk meat and dairy, we always try to source fresh spices directly from the local markets. The quality and aroma are just unbeatable.
Working alongside a diverse crew has taught me so much about global cuisines. I thought I knew how to make a decent Indian curry, but an Indonesian colleague taught me otherwise. But what really transformed my cooking style was mastering authentic noodle dishes from an amazing Thai chef on board. That completely changed my understanding of balancing sweet, sour, and salty flavours.
Cooking for so many passengers also means handling complex dietary requests. We always ensure there are plenty of vegetarian and vegan options available. However, catering for passengers with nut allergies requires the most careful preparation. We have to use completely separate cooking areas to ensure their safety.
Recently, the executive chef allowed me to add one signature item to the formal dining menu. I initially toyed with the idea of a classic French dessert, as baking is a hobby of mine. Eventually, though, I settled on a seafood soup, which was inspired by a beautiful trip to the Mediterranean coast. It's now the most frequently ordered starter on the ship.
Of course, working at sea has its unique physical challenges. People often assume that seasickness is the worst part of our job. While that can be unpleasant initially, actually, sudden weather changes are our biggest headache, as they can cause ships to be rerouted, leading to major delays in food deliveries at the ports.
I've visited dozens of countries over the last few years. Because I'm a chef, people always assume my favourite stop must be Italy because of the incredible pasta and pizzas. In fact, my absolute favourite destination is Mexico, simply because the street food culture there is incredibly vibrant and inspiring. I always come back with new recipe ideas.
So, what's next for me? After 5 years at sea, I'm almost ready to settle down on dry land. I don't want to work in a massive international hotel, which was actually my original dream when I started. Instead, I'm saving up my salary to open my own cooking school back in my hometown. I can't wait to share my global knowledge with others.